about the shield of faith and how it works. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16 says, "Let your faith be like a shield, and you'll be able to stop all the flaming arrows of the evil one." Let me demonstrate how this happens. Then I'll need some ninja to come up and try and hit me with three flaming darts. And hopefully for my sermon illustration, I can block him. Okay, so this is how it works. You face a situation, for instance, someone's really sick. And you think, crikey, have I got faith to pray for that healing? When that happens, you put up the shield of faith. You go, I remember when. I remember when I was a weak old Christian and a couple brought a blue baby to church and they held the baby in front of the church with much tears and said, this baby's having blood transfusions because there was a partition missing in the heart. And every day there was blood transfusions going on. And the church prayed for that baby. And I remember the next week we saw a pink baby who hadn't been operated on in any way except by the hand of God. So people say, Russell, could God heal this? Could God do that? And when I think, oh, heavens, that's a challenge. I remember. And I put up my shield of faith. I remember when God has been so faithful in touching people supernaturally with healing. Sometimes you get a whole lot of bills at once. And you think, heavens above, what am I going to do? All these bills are rolled in at once. What do you do when that happens? You remember the goodness of God. I remember as a newly married man, we had a house mortgage with Housing New Zealand back in those days. And if you're a poorer person having a house mortgage with Housing New Zealand and you rented it out, they would double your mortgage. And everyone said, as I went to Baptist College to train to be a minister, don't tell anybody. You know, your mortgage is going to double. But I'm a Christian and I honour God. I honour the leaders in the land and the laws of the land. So I told the bank and my mortgage doubled overnight. There's no way I could budget for it. But I remember how within 2 days of that mortgage payment being due every single month, someone gave me exactly the right amount of money. Exactly. So the bills roll in and you think, panic, worry. No, put up the shield of faith. I remember. I remember times of God's great provision and his goodness. That's how it works. And the fiery darts are quenched. Sometimes you talk to people about Jesus and explain the gospel and it's like the lights just don't come on. And when that happens, instead of feeling discouraged or despondent, I remember speaking to an almighty fella once who was used to drink heaps, he used to fight heaps, he was a violent, angry man. And how the seed of God got into his heart and that man changed overnight and became one of the most serving men of God in the Rangitoto Baptist Church. So I share my faith with someone, nothing happens. Do I feel discouraged? No, I put up the shield of faith. I remember the power of my God in witnessing to people, and I hang on in faith for that person. Now I need a young person to come and try and get three flaming arrows past me. Volunteer, yes, please. Okay? And if you get me, this ruins my sermon illustration. Right, here we go. Stand back on that carpet this close. Okay, try and throw it at me. Try and get me. I remember. That's good. I remember. That worked. And he got me. What a good shot. He's awesome. go and grab a chocolate or something from the bag. That's an awesome kid, isn't he? That's an awesome kid. Now, what we were going to do at this point was colour in little stones and write, God is good. Or something testimonial-like that we can put in the gardens around the church. Time-wise, I don't think that's going to work. I really don't. But what we are going to do instead is prepare for the notices and then for communion together. So just a couple of things regarding notices. Can I ask the stewards to come forward and wait upon us for your tithes and offerings? I'd love you to colour in these stones over lunch, kids and mums and dads. I really would. I think to have them around the gardens of the church would just be such a powerful testimony. Stewards, if you can wait upon us for our tithes and offerings, that'd be great. And just a couple of quick notices.